Hello, everybody, and welcome to our special podcast. Welcome to the Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we are studying the topic of Tefillah in the Torah. So in 5 minutes, I have to give you, I'm smiling, a synopsis of what Tefillah means in the Torah. Tefillah is so central to our lives, especially during this time of the COVID-19 pandemic. The only thing we realize that we can really do is reach out to our Father in heaven, because the doctors, as I am recording this, don't really know what to do, and the scientists don't know what to do, and the world leaders don't know what to do. And we realize more than ever, Ein lanu al mi lehisha'ein ela al avinu shebashamayim. We have no one upon whom we can rely except for our Father in heaven. A tefillah in the Torah is my topic. This is quite a broad topic, but I am going to share with you one of my most favorite, most impactful for me personally, Divrei Torah on Tefillah in the Torah. And even though it's a 5-minute podcast, I really feel that the whole synopsis of Tefillah in the Torah can be encapsulated into the following Dvar Torah. Where does Tefillah first appear in the Torah? I'm not only talking about Torah text, but in Rashi. Nobody can learn Chumash without Rashi. In Perek Beis Pasuk Hey, we have finished Maisa Bereishis. In Perek Aleph of Bereishis, the whole world has been created. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us that God saw everything he created. It was very good. The world has been created. In Perak Beis, chapter 2, Pasuk Hey, verse 5, we are told, V'chalsiya chasada terem ihiyev aretz. All plants of the field were not yet on the earth. V'chal esav hasada terem yitzmach, and all greenery or grasses of the field had not yet sprouted. Why not? Ki lo himtir Hashem Elokim al haaretz. God had not yet sent rain to the earth. V'adam ayin la'avod et ha'adama. And there was no man to work the soil. So how do we understand the connection between there was no rain because there was no man to work the soil? So Rashi puts the pieces of this pasuk together for us. Rashi tells us, you want to know why the grasses had not yet sprouted, why the herbage had not yet grown. You want to know why it had not yet rained, because there was no man to work the field. What does that mean? Rashi says, kilo himtir. God had not yet sent rain. Mumata amlo himtir. What was the reason God had not yet sent rain? Lafisha adam ayin laavod et adaman. Because there was no man to work the earth. The ein makir. There was no one to recognize betovatan shel geshamim. The goodness of rain. Adam is not created until Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin, two psukim later. At this point, Perek Beis Pasuk Hey, there is no man yet to work the earth. Since there was no man to recognize the goodness of rain, God did not said rain. Ukishaba Adam, and when Adam came, viyadashahim tzorech leolam, and he knew that rain was a necessity for the world. Hit palel aleihem, or his palel aleihem. Adam prayed for rain. Viyardu, rain came down. Vitsamchu ha'ilanos v'hadishayim. Once Adam came, and he recognized that God has so much bounty, he wants to send us. The heavens are full of the goodness of rain, but the Ribono Shel Olam, the Almighty, does not send that goodness until we ask him for it. When Adam came along and he davened for rain because he recognized that without rain, nothing will grow in this earth. Once Adam davened, the rain came down. So we learn from here that Hashem has so much good he wants to send us. It's waiting in the storehouses, in his good storehouses in Shemaim, but we need to turn to Hashem, just like a father wants a child, to turn to him, to say thank you for what I have, to say please send me more, to express gratitude for all the goodness. Ribono Shel Olam wants to hear from us also. Yes, he could send everything for free, but he wants us to turn to him in prayer, to express the longings of our heart. Maseches Tainis 2a, Ezehi avoda shehi belev, havei omer zohi tefillah. What is service of the heart? This is prayer. Pour out your heart to the Ribono Shel Olam and say, thank you for rain, please send more rain. When Adam realized the world needs rain, he prayed for rain. Rain came down. I want to end this podcast by telling you such a tremendous insight that I read last year. Unfortunately, I don't remember the source and who quoted it, but it's really so unbelievably beautiful. You need a pen and paper. I wish I had a blackboard and you were able to see, but take a pen and paper and write down the word Adam. Aleph, Dalet, Mem. Three letters in Lashon HaTorah. Not difficult to write down three letters, Adam. Now you have to spell out the letters Aleph, Dalet, Mem, okay? Aleph, Dalet, Mem are the three letters that make up Adam Harishon's name. Let's spell this out together. On the first line, write down Aleph Lamed Pei. Those are the letters that make up the word, the letter Aleph. Aleph, Lamed, Pei makes up the letter Aleph. Dalet is the next letter of Adam's name. Dalet, Lamed, Taf. Okay, it's really like Dalet. Even though we say Dalet, it's really Dalet. And then finally, Mem is spelled with two Mem. So what I've just done is I've asked you to take a paper and pen to write out the word Adam, Aleph, Dalet, Mem. And now let's write out how each of those letters are spelled. Aleph, the first letter of Adam's name, Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Dalid, the second letter of Adam's name, is spelled by Dalid, Lamed, Taf. And Mem, the third letter of Adam's name, is spelled Mem, Mem. If you wrote it down like I did with me, you circle the first three letters and you have Adam. After that, you are left with a Lamed, Pei, Lamed, Taf, Mem. Lamed, Pei, Lamed, Taf, Mem. You have the word Adam. You write out the letters that make up Aleph. You write out the letters that make up Dalet. You write out the letters that make out Mem. And you have Aleph, Lamed, Pei, Dalet, Lamed, Taf, Mem, Mem. When you take out the three letters of Adam's name, what you are left with is letters, Lamed, Pei, Lamed, Taf, Mem. And when you unscramble them, you know what that spells? Mit Palel. Do you want to know what the essence of man is? Do you want to know what the internality, the core of man is? In his very essence, in his very self, in the inner recesses of his mind and his heart, man is nothing more than a mitpalel, one who beseeches, prays, calls out to God from times of simcha, from times of difficulty, from any time we are a mitpalel. And this is the entire introduction to tefillah in the Torah. No rain till Adam davin, then rain came down. But what is the essence of man hidden, embedded in the letters of Adam's name is the secret. Man is a mitpalel because ein lanu al milahi sha'ein, ela al avinu shebashamayim. The Almighty is waiting to hear the vacillations of our hearts and minds, the uncertainties, the thanks. Pour out your heart like water because Hashem is the shomea tefillah. Thank you for learning together. Lilui Nishma, Sarah and Lehman, Sarah Bat Yitzchak, Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edo, Bat Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families. I wish you all a wonderful day.